Hey friends, this is going to be my last episode of 2023, and 2023 went by in a blink. So many things have happened though during this one blink. In 2022, at the end of the season that I was concluding in December, and as I was about to go into the new year, I was excited about so many different things. One thing, though, I wasn't even aware of how much of a revolution it was going to be, is the new AI tools that were going to bloom like mushrooms after a good rain. Now, this is a Romanian expression. If you have no idea what that means, don't worry about it. Coming back to this episode, first off, I wanted to, you know, dress up a little bit festive because it also marks the end of the eventful AI season, which has been the current running season, seventh season so far. And that doesn't mean that we're just going to stop talking about AI. No, actually, it just means that in 2024, I am open to all types of conversations. And I just don't want to be so, you know, tunnel vision on just one topic as I have been for the last season. I try to keep, you know, all the conversation very much geared towards the newest AI tools and what those tools are and how they're impacting our future, our events, our businesses. I want to open it up for more event professionals to have a say where we talk about different ways in which we can enhance our events, AI-related, AV-related, IT-related, all the things. This is going to broaden the subject a little bit. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to touch specifically on AI. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to go into mental and physical fitness or women behind the scenes in AV productions or women in tech that are creating this change that we're living right now. It's going to mean a lot of things in the sense that I want to be open for different conversations and different topics and not narrow myself down to just one specific topic, which has been great for the eventful AI season, but that has also kind of like set very strict boundaries to the type of guests that I was able to bring on. And as you might know, I have a huge network and there's a lot of people that I would like to invite on the podcast and have interesting conversations on their specific expertise. And that just means I need to open up my season to be more like a little bit for everyone. I don't know if that's how I'm going to call it, but that's basically the feel that I'm planning to give. There's also, you're going to have to be a bit of the dial back on the amount of episodes that I put out monthly. I almost killed myself this past season with weekly episodes. And that's just because, you know, I'm trying to be very much mindful of my well-being. And if I am to preach that, I also have to do it for myself. I can be working late into the night editing the next episode, and it constantly felt like I'm constantly editing, constantly pushing out a new episode. And you know, there's promotional materials and snippets, so much work, and I need to dial that back a little bit and be okay with maybe potentially losing some audience numbers, which is totally fine. What I would rather do is create some balance in my life and be okay with, you know, less is more. And that's something that I'm learning, you know, to apply to many different areas of my life. Because if you know me, you know that I push hard in whatever direction, whatever passion that I have, and I have no limits. I just keep going at it. And I don't want to burn myself out because there's times when I have. And this year, I feel like I have driven so hard in things that I'm passionate about, yet there's a lot of things that I'm passionate about. I am not the one thing only person. That wouldn't be me. There's a lot of things that I'm passionate about. I will push hard into those things and I will draw meaning from those things and build resilience and overcome challenges. There's a lot. So I'm trying to find balance. I'm trying to redefine what this new year will look like for me professionally, personally, for the podcast, for my business. And if you haven't heard yet, I've also launched another side of the business, which is a sister company to 3 Fun Events, and that is Feed Mindful Mavens. And that's taking a different direction into the wellness and well-being and mental and physical fitness for event professionals, business owners, as well as personally and professionally, and for our events as well. So there's a lot that I'm going to be talking and covering. And it's a journey, you know, none of this goes from like 0 to 100 overnight. There's a journey that we must follow. And there's challenges along the way. Like, I feel like a lot of people think that the entrepreneur's journey is just to the top. It's not. Looks a lot like this. And I am feeling it all the way down and all the way up and back again. It's a learning process as well. And now I am one that loves to learn new things and always open to grow. So that's why probably I keep doing it, because it gives me a bit of a dopamine high every time, you know, I reach the high, you know, and I overcome a challenge. I'm like, I want to do it again, and let's see what's next. So with all of that, for today's episode, and I feel like this intro has taken forever, but today's episode, actually, I want to give you a glimpse into the future that I see, into the future that a lot of people see, into the future that I dream of. And I'm going to title today's episode, the AVAI Fiesta that is going to revolutionize our events. And I'm going to take you back to the very beginnings, the analog ways, and I'm going to, you know, share a story with you how I started in event production. So you're gonna laugh, okay? You're gonna laugh at me, but that's fine. I don't mind to share some of my failures and mistakes if you're gonna learn something from that. So there's that. And then I'm gonna take you on a journey to dream what's possible, to dream what the future might look like and could look like if only you're ready to embrace it.
Welcome to Events Demystified Podcast, where we explore and demystify the world of in-person, virtual, hybrid event AV production and technology by sharing insightful tips, tricks, and tactics to make your events a success. This podcast is brought to you by 3 Fun Events, a woman-owned boutique event production agency. And your host is Anka Trifan, a technical event planner and producer with almost 2 decades of hands-on technical experience in event production.
I'm excited to bring to you the AVAI Fiesta that's revolutionizing event planning in 2024. Now, this is going to be a short talk that aims to demystify the integration of audiovisual AV and artificial intelligence AI in event planning, offering a brand new perspective, as well as some practical advice, industry insights, and my signature charm. And with that, I am excited for the future, for what that might bring. And currently, I'm definitely deep in the realms of AV, IT, and AI. So let me take you back to my early days in AV production. Now, analog was the key word. Analog mixers, speakers, video switchers, projectors, parkets, Lico lights. There was no LED in sight. Wireless mics were still operating on the old frequencies. So imagine my first gig when I was tasked with delivering sound for a wedding, and I was armed with nothing but enthusiasm and a set of cheap wireless mics. I had speakers, I had a mixer, all of this is analog, okay? And little did I know that the RF, which stands for radio frequency, on these mics would turn out to be my biggest adversary. The ceremony was set in this beautiful historical location, literally in the middle of a national park in Southern California, which was perfect for a wedding, but not so much for RF signals. Every time the officiant spoke, I kid you not, those mics crackled and popped like some kind of a mischievous soundtrack playing in the background, like this type of a hide and seek game with the officiant, the bride and groom, and their vows. Now, this was not funny at the moment. It was a battle against the unseen forces of RF interference. But as any good story goes, it was also a learning curve, a real life lesson in the importance of quality equipment and the unexpected challenges of AV production. It was the day I truly understood that in the world of AV, sometimes your biggest challenges are invisible, but the lessons learned are crystal clear. And from those early challenges, I've grown and I've become the AV guru professional that I am today, but I've also watched and been a part of this fascinating evolution from analog into digital. And I've been part of it because I always wanted to stay at the tip top of change of what the next thing is going to be. So the introduction of AV and AI into this industry, as we see it currently, marks such a monumental shift in how we think about events, we execute events. From the days of those manual setups where every single light, sound, visual element required hands-on adjustment. And I kid you not, I've been on some sets that took forever because everything had to be set by hand and adjusted by hand. Now we have moved into a digital era that has transformed event production into kind of an art form. The digital revolution made things much easier, much faster, but it's now AI that is going to take it up a notch to the next level. AI-driven event planning, event production isn't just about efficiency. It's about creating experiences that are personalized, engaging, and dare I say, magical. Now, AI in event planning means predictive analytics for, say, attendee preferences, chatbots for instant attendee support, and even AI-curated content that changes in real time based on audience reaction. This shift from manual to digital and now to AI-driven planning has not only improved how we organize events, but also how we experience them. It's an exciting time to be in this field. It's also constantly evolving and constantly changing and pushing the boundaries of what's possible. But as we embrace this AI-driven future, let's not forget the bedrock of any event. And because I'm a little bit biased to this, I will say that is the audiovisual experience. Without AV, please prove me wrong, but you can take any event out there and it's going to be as bland and as lacking flavor as a meal that does not have salt and pepper and spices and all the good stuff, okay? So AV is the magic wand in event planning and event production. It has the potential to turn a simple gathering into a very immersive journey. And it doesn't matter how small or big this gathering is. Think of it as some kind of a painting, but instead of brushes, we use light, we use sound, we use video to generate this beautiful experience. Before we move any further, I wanted to give a quick shout out to our main sponsor, Trifan Events, which is a boutique event planning and production agency that will come alongside you, offering personalized event planning and technical support, strategic event design, production and technology management, and flawless execution for live, virtual, and hybrid events. The team at Trifan Events is passionate about planning and producing event experiences that get people involved with true moments of interaction, engagement, and co-creation while offering white glove treatment throughout the entire planning process, enabling you to reach your event goals with the use of creativity, production tools, and event technology. To find out how Trifun Events can plan and produce your event become memorable, go to trifunevents.com. For instance, currently there's plenty of AV technology out there, like 3D projectors that can transform a plain wall into a vivid story, and that can take our attendees on a visual journey without leaving their seats. And when it comes to sound, it's not just about volume, how loud something is. It's about clarity. It's about placement. Imagine being in a venue where, thanks to the advanced sound engineering that has been happening in the last decade, you can hear a speaker as if they're right beside you or right next to you, no matter where you sit. Now, I actually experienced this at the Sphere. And for example, what they have installed there is this Holoplot X1 Matrix array loudspeaker system, and they're actually modules that are used, and the system is powered by AI and employs 3D beamforming technology and wave field synthesis. Now, if I lost you there, don't worry about it. All I'm saying is, if you're going to the Sphere, pay attention how the sound travels based on where you are, on your location. It's almost like it's following you, because the result of this great new engineering and sound development is a multi-layered audio experience that's crystal clear, making you feel like you're part of the action, not just some kind of a spectator. In layman's terms, it's like having a personal sound bubble tailor-made for you in a crowd of thousands. This is where AV management and production, enhanced with AI tools, creates an unparalleled experience. And it's not just about the technicalities of things. It's about precision. It's about personalization. It's about immersion. That's the power of AV in this AI-driven world of event planning. Now, I've spent dozens of hours in recorded conversations with other event professionals that agree that AI in event planning is like having a super smart helper, super smart assistant who never sleeps. Who doesn't want that? So when you have that, then you have the capacity and the bandwidth to personalize the experiences for your attendees and streamline every aspect of event management. For example, take Events GPT Copilot. It's like your personal event planning guru, assisting you with everything from scheduling to attendee management to attendee engagement. Project Spark by PCMA is another gem, pushing the boundaries of event technology and innovation and how you can plan your agendas and your floor plans and your technical diagrams, even if you must, right? There is Notion AI, which is one of my favorites just because it helps me to organize all my projects and also help me to delegate work in ways that is quantifiable, and also I can, you know, create certain tasks for my assistants so I can make sure that the work gets done. Reclaim AI, that is something that I use to organize my calendar and create space, not just for all the meetings, but also for my mental well-being and for my physical fitness. So I have time and get into the gym and get that workout in so I can be, you know, clear-minded into my next meeting. All of this are tools that you can use and implement as we speak right now. And most of them are free. Like, you don't have to, you know, pay an arm and a leg just to make use of those. For analytics and ROI, for example, there are tools that are game changers. And imagine with that, being able to predict not just your attendee preferences, but optimize your registration process and calculate ROI with precision. There's tools like, and this is where I'm going to give you three examples, and you can take it or you can leave it. Three examples that I have used myself. Eventus is a software that helps you provide real-time analytics during events, monitors attendee engagement, their sentiment about your meetings, their interactions, allowing you as the organizer to make immediate adjustments. Padable is another tool that offers real-time analytics, focusing on attendee behavior and engagement graphics. And there's another one, Feather. I'm actually going to try to put this in the lower thirds in the editing process so that you can see it, because probably what I pronounce it and what it actually sounds like are two different things. That's my bad. But anyway, Feather is this tool not only that provides analytics, but also enhances marketing efforts for events, analyzing attendee data to optimize engagement strategies. And then there's AI tools for registration. Three examples that come to mind here are Go Expo Exhibitor Dashboard, which offers a streamlined and personalized registration process for exhibitors, integrating features like managing information and all your resources in one place. There is Namelix, which primarily is more like a logo generator, but it can aid in bringing your event to branded, to make it what it needs to be, which plays a crucial role in registration and first impressions, right? And then there's Marketing Copilot, an AI tool that can assist in creating compelling promotional material, integrating some marketing strategies and tips, which can boost your registration by attracting more attendees and making your event a reality and making it profitable too, right? Because who doesn't want events that are profitable? Now, let me share a success story with you to bring this all to life. It wasn't this month, a couple of months ago, where we had a conference for about 600 in person with over 2,000 virtual attendees. And thanks to Gloss AI, we were able to create engaging content snippets on the go tailored to our audience. Swell AI was a tool that we used that provided real-time timestamps, ensuring that no moment was lost. And then Read AI transformed those lengthy, you know, Zoom streams into crisp summaries for our attendees, while Zoom AI was the companion that we used to manage our Q&A session seamlessly. The result was an event that was not just successful, but deeply personal and engaging for every attendee, regardless if they're in person or attending virtually. And that is the power of AI in event planning. Now, this blend of AV and AI isn't just about tech to events. It's about creating a harmony that offers attendees this unparalleled experience. The synergy is quite powerful. Think of it as a dance where AV provides the stage and AI is the choreography. Now, for instance, there's also currently, and it's active, it's happening as we speak, AI-driven live shows that can react to music and to audience emotions in real time, turning a simple light display into such an interactive performance. Virtual reality experiences where AV brings to life immersive worlds, while AI is personalizing the journey and tailoring it to individual preferences and reactions is another practical example of how this is integrated currently. Now, the potential of this combination is huge. We're looking at a future where events are not just events, but personalized adventures. Each attendee could have a unique experience, a unique to themselves experience, even in a crowd of thousands. And I'm excited about this because the future of AV and AI in event planning is not just about technology and advancement. It's about, you know, redefining the very essence of how we engage with our attendees. Now, consider a future event where AI-driven live shows are not just, you know, dazzling displays, but react to the mood of the music and the collective emotions of a crowd. Imagine lives that can dance in sync with the crowd's energy, creating a visually stunning and emotionally resonant experience. In virtual reality VR experiences, AV brings to life a realistic, immersive environment from lush rainforests to very much futuristic cities. Now, AI, when it steps in, it can customize these VR experiences based on each attendee's preference, their past interactions, and even real-time reactions. Each attendee could choose their adventure path, making each experience very much personal and very much different than the person next to them. Now, beyond this, the future could see a lot of algorithms that can predict attendee preferences in real time, suggesting personalized networking opportunities or dynamically altering event schedules for maximum engagement. AI could even tailor content delivery based on the attendee's learning style, ensuring that each person leaves the event not just entertained, but really enriched. The synergy of AV and AI is not just about enhancing events, it's about creating a new paradigm in event management where every experience is about as unique as every attendee is. And I've actually had a very in-depth conversation about this new paradigm that is happening under our very eyes with one of my guests, Masood Alibash. And if you have time to check out that episode, it's amazing. It's also mind-blowing because the future is now and the future is happening regardless if we're ready for it or not.
Hi, this is Anka Platon Trifan's virtual avatar, Mira. I wanted to introduce myself as you might get to see me on various channels, on social as well as even on the podcast. Now, I am still in my infancy stages and you will know it's me, Mira, because I speak with somewhat of a different accent than Anka. I can also speak several other languages aside from English and Romanian, and I can speed up and change my pitch as needed. Let me know what you think. Will you like me or will you just be terrified of me?
Now, dream with me for a moment and imagine that this perfect integration of AV and AI and the neuroscience of wellness, which I'm also passionate about, can bring such a new depth to the event experience itself. Imagine events designed not just for engagement, but also for well-being. AI can analyze biometric data like heart rate or stress levels and adjust the environment in real time for optimal comfort and engagement. This might seem like mind-blowing, but we're going in that direction. And that could, you know, look like altering lighting for relaxation during high-stress discussions or changing the tempo of the music to energize the audience. Neuroscience tells us that our environment significantly impacts our mental state. So it only makes sense that the next step forward is to integrate AV and AI so we can create events that not only captivate, but also promote mental and physical well-being, offering this holistic experience that nourishes as much as it excites. So with all of that being said, a lot of things have been said. I know that this might be over the top, but this is the future. And this is the future I want to live in. This is exciting to me. And I just want to leave you with this one thought in summary, because we've journeyed through the revolution of event planning from the early days of manual setups to the dazzling potential of AV and AI integration. And we've seen how AI can streamline event operations and personalize experiences and even enhance attendee well-being through insights from neuroscience. And by the way, on this, on neuroscience, I have talked to a guest, Victoria Matei. She's strong on this. She is a specialist. And I advise you to follow her on LinkedIn. Also, check out the episode where where she talks about all of this. I was so captivated by this future that she was describing. And I see it. I see it even though it's not here yet. It's almost like it's here, but not here yet. The synergy that AV and I are able to create, this is not just a trend. It is the future of immersive, engaging, and wellness-oriented events. So I encourage you to embrace this exciting new world, this time that we're living, and take your event planning to the next level. Imagine the possibilities, unleash the potential, and redefine the event experience for your attendees. And now, as a parting thought, in a world where technology can read and respond to our very emotions, how will we redefine the art of connection and engagement at events? Now, give that some thought and let's explore this brave new world together. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Events Demystified podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to review it, rate it, and share it with other event professionals that could benefit from it. Connect with us on social at Events Demystified Podcast. We would love to hear from you and what you're up to. If you'd like to learn more about TreeFan Event Services and find out if we're a good fit in supporting your event, can we help your event be successful with a 20-minute free consultation? Link in the episode's notes. Thanks for tuning in.
Hello there, I'm Anka Platon-Treefan from TreeFan Events. As we wrap up this year, I want to take a moment to express my heartfelt gratitude to all our past, present, and future clients. Your trust and collaboration have been the cornerstone of our journey. As we step into the festive season and gear up for a brand new year, I wish you and your loved ones joy, peace, and prosperity. May the coming year be filled with success and remarkable achievements for each of you. This year has been exhilarating for us at TreeFan Events, especially with the launch of our fitness sister company, Fit Mindful Mavens. This venture is a harmonious blend of mental wellness and physical fitness, tailored specifically for high-achieving professionals like you. Fit Mindful Mavens complements our work at TreeFan Events beautifully. While we continue to excel in AV event production and content creation, Fit Mindful Mavens offers a unique opportunity to focus on your well-being, ensuring you're at your best for every event and challenge. I'm also thrilled to share that Season 7 of our Events Demystified podcast is wrapping up. It's been an incredible journey of sharing insights and connecting with experts. But don't worry, the AI conversation doesn't end here. We have much more in store for you. Looking ahead to 2024, TreeFan Events is eager to support your technical needs for upcoming events. Our two decades of experience in AV and event production makes us your ideal partner to bring your vision to life with precision and creativity. And let's not forget the importance of mental and physical fitness in our fast-paced industry. Fit Mindful Mavens is here to offer one-of-a-kind wellness retreats and physical fitness programs designed for small business owners and event professionals. It's the perfect way to balance the rigor of growing a business or planning an event with personal well-being. We are excited about the possibilities of 2024 and beyond. Whether it's for cutting-edge event production or a transformed Fit New You, we invite you to connect with us. Let's make your next event and your personal wellness our shared success story. Thank you for being part of our journey. From all of us at TreeFan Events, Fit Mindful Mavens, and Events Demystified, we wish you a delightful holiday season and a spectacular new year. Here's to creating more unforgettable experiences together in 2024.